2 days ago, the Citrus Heights City Council voted unanimously to oppose Prop 47, with our police chief stating that the proposition would virtually assure the release of 10,000 inmates into local communities. What is your position on Prop 47, and what is your plan to enhance public safety in Citrus Heights?
Jeannie Bruins.
Thank you. As stated earlier, one of the reasons we formed the City of Citrus Heights was to have enhanced police services. And I'm proud to say that today we have a police department that is widely regarded throughout the state to be the example setter. I strongly support our position against Proposition 47. As a community, we are already grappling with the effects of AB 109, the early release of prisoners who supposedly are low-risk offenders. But the truth of the matter is only their last offense is considered in their early release, and some of the prisoners have been high risk, high offenders, sexual predators, and they're on our streets today. To release 10,000 more prisoners in another early release program to shift finances, I feel is irresponsible on this part of our state government, and that we should all oppose this Proposition 47. Thank you.
Tim Schaefer.
I also oppose Prop 47 for the very some of the very same reasons. We went through a pretty dramatic change in the when the AB 109 was introduced, and I sort of strongly oppose Prop 47.
Mel Turner.
Thank you. Well, I too oppose Prop 47 for lots of the same reasons, but I'm also, because of my background, I was a former probation officer of Del Division in San Mateo County before moving to Citrus Heights in 1980. I also work for the Department of Corrections here in Sacramento, and I have a different view of criminal activity and criminal behavior in terms of what happens when you allow lesser offenders to be redirected back into the community before they've actually spent time in prison or in jail correcting what has caused them to be there in the first place. So to me, criminal behavior, I'd like to see it prevented in the first place. When it isn't prevented for whatever reason, we do find that criminals do, we have what we call recidivism. That occurs quite a bit in our community. And that recidivism is caused because we don't have the right programs and the right way, I guess, to correct the behavior that got them in trouble in the first place. So in my mind, the current correctional policy that we have in place, I think is working. I think is working very, very well. And because the court has ordered that we reduce our prison population, Prop 47 has come about to correct that. And I'm not sure that's the right way to go about it. So I'm against the proposition.
Steve Miller.
Thank you. I also was one of the five that voted to oppose Prop 49 Thursday night. And it's kind of interesting that they also call it the Safe Schools Initiative, where they would take the money saved from these prisoners being released to help make the safe schools safer. And of course, I think we would need to when we're releasing that many offenders onto the streets, and we'd be reclassifying felonies as misdemeanors such as date rape, drugs, and a lot of the funds being used for this would then go to rape prevention. And I have a little trouble understanding. I'm sure it was a well-intended proposition, but I'm certainly against it, because we are seeing reoffenders under the AB 109 program of early release. We've got a number of arrests in our city of these folks that were released and back onto the streets, and they just reoffended. So I'm against it.
Bridget Taffy.
I am so glad you asked that question. Thank you very much. If I'm not mistaken, this is a proposition that would lower some felony offenses to a misdemeanor offense. It's to lower non-violent offenders, you know, basically a lot of drug charges, a lot of the things that occur when people are impoverished and put upon almost in every way, fined, taxed. The people of this country have been getting shaken down for decades now. And if we really want crime to be a part of our past as human beings, we have to address the issues that are causing the crime. And that is poverty, lack of training, atrocious education. And, you know, to be honest with you, I cannot believe this is even on the table. This is 2014. Marijuana is a medicine, and people are doing time over it, and it's an outrage.
Thank you.